This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I want to explain with you today the four types of people that will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of these categories will be saved from the punishment of Allah bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. The first scenario we have is a person that shows up on the Day of Judgment having committed a shirkul akbar, having committed major shirk, someone who associated partners with Allah or worshipped other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person is doomed to the fire forever, never to come out, and such a person does not earn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. The second category is a person and is a category of people that meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a shirkul asghar, minor shirk. So this is like examples of minor shirk is a person that takes an oath by other than Allah. For example, he takes an oath by his parents, by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, takes an oath by al-amanah, by responsibility and trust. Such people have committed a shirkul asghar. And if you have fallen into something like this, a believer should be immediate and quick to say, La ilaha illallah, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that would wipe away a shirkul asghar. It would expiate it. Another example of a shirkul asghar, as the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أَخْوَفُ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ الشِّرْكُ الْأَصْغَرِ الْرِيَاءِ, that the most shirk al-asghar that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam feared for this ummah was al-riya', showing off, ostentation, and that is to do a deed seeking the pleasure and the appreciation and the acceptance of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is shirk al-asghar. Anyone who meets Allah azza wa jal with shirk al-asghar, then such people will go to the fire, but they won't remain in there forever. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ, Allah Azza wa Jal does not forgive those who commit shirk. Wal ulama rahimahum Allah, they said this is the two types of shirk, the minor shirk and the major shirk. Yes, there is a difference of opinion among al ulama, and they said that the person who committed minor shirk could perhaps be spared from the punishment by Allah if Allah Azza wa Jal willed for that. However, there is another opinion of al-ulama that exists, that whoever meets Allah Azza wa Jal on the Day of Judgment, having committed minor shirk and never repented from it, then such person goes to the hellfire for a period that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So this is a shirk al-asghar, a person needs to avoid it altogether. From the examples of a shirk al-asghar, for example, is to say, ما شاء الله وشئت, that if you are saying, if you're talking about something, that you say, if it wasn't, had it not been for you and Allah, such and such wouldn't have happened. To put two in one statement and to separate between them with an and, or to join between someone and Allah with an and, this is shirkun asghar. And the correct thing is to say, if it wasn't for Allah, then you, I wouldn't have achieved such and such in my life. But to say, if it wasn't for you and Allah, I wouldn't have achieved such and such, or this wouldn't have been possible, that is shirkul asghar. A person must keep away from that. From the examples of shirkul asghar today, such as pranic healing, and this thing of negative energy and positive energy, and a person can heal you just by, you know, signs to you or approaching you and not touching you and so on. Yani this is a shirk al-asghar. Also, the blue eye that people put in their car or put in their restaurant. If you believed that this is going to protect you and protect your business, this is the source of protection, that's shirk akbar. This is major shirk. A person leaves Islam with this. But if you believe that Allah is the protector and this is only a means, then that is shirkun asghar. This is minor shirk. So clean your life from all this, repent from all this, and keep it away. Keep away from all these matters. So the person who meets Allah Azza wa Jal, having committed shirk asghar, and did not repent from this, such a person is exposed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment. Then the third category is a person or a people that meet Allah Azza wa Jal on the Day of Judgment, having not committed any major shirk nor any minor shirk, but they have committed major sins and sins in general, as zina, alcohol, which is al-khamar, al-riba, interest, and all these major sins. If a person meets Allah Azza wa Jal on the Day of Judgment, having committed minor sins and not repented from them before his death, then he is, we call it, tahta al-mashi'ah. He's under Allah Azza wa Jal's will. If Allah Azza wa Jal wants to punish him, he punishes him. And if Allah Azza wa Jal wants to spare him of punishment, he spares him of punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives anything besides shirk for whoever he wants. So such people are tahta al-mashi'ah. And the final category, and this is the category that does not get punished by Allah's permission, is the category that meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having committed no major shirk, no minor shirk, and they have fallen perhaps into major sins or minor sins, but they have repented from them before their death, which is why it's very important to always refresh at-tawbah, seeking forgiveness and at-tawbah. If you meet Allah Azza wa Jal with no major shirk, no minor shirk, committed major and minor sins, but you have repented from them, you're always in a consistent state of tawbah, such people are those that enter the paradise without any punishment whatsoever by Allah Azza wa Jal's permission. Allahu Akbar. For this is a chance, this is a message of hope for each and every single one of us, that there is a possibility to enter the paradise without punishment. And this is how we understand the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he says that the one who says La ilaha illallah, dakhala al-jannah, enters the paradise. How do we understand these many ahadith in the sunnah? This is how we understand them. Whoever said La ilaha illallah and fulfilled its conditions in this life, which means to keep away from major shirk and minor shirk, and having repented from his sins before his death, such a person enters the paradise without punishment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, to forgive our shortcomings, and to admit us into the highest levels of the paradise, and to spare us from the punishment. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.